Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
ORD.com. Joined on the phone this afternoon by one of the GOP gubernatorial candidates for the nomination upcoming in June. That is Catherine Templeton, who is, where are you today, Catherine?
I'm sitting in traffic. Have you ever, opened the window, if you can open a window in the radio station, and said, everybody sitting in traffic, lay on your horn, see if you can hear them from the interstate?
Unfortunately, the windows are not only hermetically sealed, like the old mason jar on Funk and Wagnall's porch, they also are, I believe, bulletproof.
That's good.
Yes.
That's good.
That's good.
I thought we needed to pull over so you wouldn't hear all the road noise, but you won't. We're just going to sit here in traffic.
No, actually, it's fine. We can hear you five by five, as we say. In the last hour of the program, Catherine, we had Beth Brotherton on. She is the Director of Communications for the Greenville County School System. And we had a discussion about what they are planning on doing tomorrow. They are trying to maintain, I guess you would say, I'm trying to be fair to them in their position, maintain a position of neutrality, that is to not be associated with the national movement, which, of course, is in support of gun control legislation. And yet there are parents who will look at this issue and say, well, okay, fine, we're having this memorial service or however you want to characterize it tomorrow, and yet we never have any pro-NRA demonstrations that are approved by the school board. Your feelings on this whole deal?
Yeah, nor should we. I mean, at the end of the day, school is to learn. And while part of learning is understanding our Constitution and our First Amendment rights to free speech and to protest, which are all very valuable things, the schools have been put in this horrible position where they want, of course, to allow the kids to express sympathy, empathy, unity, and that type of thing. But this movement is about gun control, and it is using our children. It's manipulating our schools. It is nothing other than a political walkout. You know, we didn't walk out, you know, for no school prayer. We're apparently the kids, even if you just go Google what the Parkland kids are saying this is about,
right?
Not only do they want to walk out tomorrow, they want to walk out in April. This is all about gun control. It is creating a situation in which, it's causing maybe more harm than good. I mean, as a mother of school-age children, as a mom who got the email from the principal of my daughter's school,
right?
It was great the first three paragraphs, and I've seen like the Richland County one in Columbia. It was great for the first three paragraphs about unity, compassion. That's wonderful, until it talks about how we're going to walk out for 7 minutes about gun control, and it's my child has an option. She can either walk out into the courtyard, and they're going to close the school so that my child's not unsafe, but she can walk out to the courtyard with the rest of the school, or she can go to the library. What am I supposed to tell her? I mean, we had a child die when I was in high school, and I still remember vividly the wailing, quite frankly, at the school when it was announced that she had in fact passed away.
Right.
And I don't want my child, who's unattached at this point to this tragedy, to carry that burden. I don't want her to feel like she is unsafe going to school. It's our responsibility to get them to school, let them concentrate on their studies, let the teachers teach, and it's the adult's responsibility, the school's responsibility, to make sure that they are what's the right word that I'm looking for?
Guided in the right direction?
That or protected from all this manipulation and politics.
Well, that's closer to it, yes. You know, I totally get that, because nobody wants their children to have to be exposed to the mortality of their friends at any earlier age than absolutely necessary. I'm curious, the emails that you mentioned, and we're talking with Catherine Templeton, as GOP gubernatorial candidate, they specifically mentioned gun control in the emails that you received from the school systems there?
Absolutely. Both my child and, of course, as you can imagine, I've received a number of emails and texts and that type of thing today from people around the state. And,
sure.
And a couple of parents, you know, sent their the school letter that they received. I think one of them was Richland District 1.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go back and look. It was definitely Richland County in Columbia. And again, they were very similar. It was very much, we've worked with the students. We want to respect their outcry, and we want to support them. And I completely understand that. But then it goes on to mention, because they want to protest gun control, or they are standing together in support of gun control. Well, guess what? They need to be in class.
Yes, right, and not to be taking a side in a politically hot button issue like the Second Amendment.
Right, and I don't understand why our schools are allowing it. It would be one thing if a group of kids spontaneously got up with
right.
that organization
sure.
and walked out of school, which quite frankly would then be a tardy or an absence or whatever the school determines that is.
Right.
But to organize proactively and sanction a national walkout on gun control organized by by liberals. I mean, I sent out a tweet today saying I was going to be on your show and we were going to be talking about this because
right.
I don't support it. And I've decided that I'm only followed on Twitter by Democrats in the media, which is largely redundant because it just blew up.
Yeah. And, well, there you understand as well as I do, Catherine, that there are bots out there that are just waiting for an opportunity to launch.
Yeah, but Corey Sellers is not a bot.
Well, that's true.
He's a CNN talking head who, you know, from South Carolina. But their response back to me is, this is about unity and sympathy. Unity and sympathy, empathy, that's what the parents talk about when they talk about this tragedy in the home.
Right.
It's not what the school organizes in conjunction, allowing manipulation of our children in public schools.
I would certainly agree. And based on what you're telling me, I guess we should consider ourselves fortunate here in Greenville County. I'm not sure what Spartanburg, what they sent out in their email, because they haven't responded to our request for an interview. But at least it appears the Greenville system is attempting to, if nothing else, paint a face of neutrality on this and at least not blatantly appear to be endorsing gun control.
Right. That's right. Well, when the words gun control appear in the letter from the principal, no matter how you want to paint it,
yes,
it's about gun control. It just simply is.
And
it's unacceptable.
You know, it is unacceptable. It should be. It's taxpayer dollars that are supporting public education. It occurs to me as well, is this an oversimplification, but do these youngsters even understand that if they do walk out in these schools, what they're doing is essentially, do they realize they're demanding to have their Second Amendment rights stripped from them?
No, of course not. They don't have a clue. They are walking out because their friends are walking out. Their teachers are telling them that that's what they can do.
Well, true.
And I tell you, I hate to disqualify myself from running for governor here when I make this statement, but at 15 years old, if I had the opportunity to have 7 minutes out of class and not be sitting in English, I would be happy to do that.
Sure.
So, no, I do not believe that these children have a clue that they are protesting the Constitution or gun control. And I don't think that they probably have a very good comprehension of what exactly has gone on. And I think it's creating a situation where they don't feel safe.
And
that's
sadly,
our responsibility.
Yes, it is. Yes, absolutely it is. And it reinforces, I think, in the minds of many parents, that the educrats, as some refer to the people that run public education, are using every opportunity to indoctrinate young people in the politically correct agenda, and this is merely another example of that.
Well, I hope that the parents who are involved in this and who are affected by this tomorrow take it as an opportunity to talk about the importance of the Constitution, talk about the importance of safety, and talk about the importance of, yes, unity and empathy and protest, but also the separation, between what their teachers tell them sometimes and what the other side of the story is.
Yes.
We will use this as a teachable moment.
Yeah. Is it too much to ask to have some balance?
Right.
Yeah.
No, it should not be.
Catherine Templeton is a GOP gubernatorial candidate. Catherine, thanks for were we able to while away the minutes while you're stuck in traffic?
I'm about a block away from where I was. But I appreciate it. I enjoyed it.
My pleasure. Catherine Templeton, thanks for joining us this afternoon, Catherine.
Enjoyed it. Thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Good having you here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.